acoustic treatment. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 3. So yesterday we fixed your microphone technique. We got you close to the mic. But now we have to deal with the enemy of all audio. Reverb. Reverb is the sound of your voice bouncing off the hard surfaces in your room and coming back into the microphone milliseconds later. To the human brain, reverb sounds distant or unprofessional. It makes the listener work harder to understand what you are saying. And when the listener has to work hard, they tune out. Now, if you go to YouTube and search "How to Treat My Room," you will see people sticking those gray foam egg crates all over their walls. I want to save you some money right now. Do not buy that cheap foam. Unless you are buying professional-grade acoustic panels, that cheap foam on Amazon does almost nothing for your voice. It might cut some high frequencies, but it doesn't stop the muddy, booming echoes that ruin a podcast. You don't need a studio. You just need to break up the hard surfaces. Think about your recording space. What is it? Usually, it is a square box, drywall, hardwood floor, glass window. A square box with hard surfaces is an echo chamber. Here is the physics. Hard surfaces reflect sound. Soft surfaces absorb sound. So for today's actionable tip, we are going to build what I call the Pillow Fort Studio. You need to focus on what is behind you and what is around you. Many people treat the wall in front of them. That doesn't matter as much. The microphone is pointed at you, which means its back is to the wall in front of you. The problem is the sound that goes past your head, hits the wall behind you, bounces back, and hits the front of the mic. So if you are recording at a desk, try this. Open your closet. If you can record in a walk-in closet full of clothes, do it. Clothes are heavy, dense, and irregular. They are the perfect acoustic treatment. If you can't record in a closet, bring the soft things to you. Hang a heavy winter blanket on the wall behind you. Put a thick rug on the floor if you have hardwood. If you are really in a pinch, put a pillow behind your microphone and a pillow behind your head. You want the room to sound dead. Here is the test. Walk into your recording spot and clap your hands once, loudly. If you hear a metallic zing or a ringing sound, your audio is going to suffer. If you hear a dull thud, you are ready to record. Audio is 20% microphone and 80% environment. You can record a Grammy-winning vocal on an iPhone if the room is treated well. But a $10,000 mic in a tiled bathroom will always sound like a bathroom. Fix the room first. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about interview skills and the one mistake that ruins great conversations. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow.